Tivian's face was swollen to twice its normal size, and his whole body was some strange combination of twitchy and limp.
Tiv!
Arta stopped himself. Brana was sniffing the wound on Tivian's face. He got some strange looks, but nobody said anything.
Poison!
Sir Damon took Tivian's pulse, his face grim.
Bloodroot, looks like. Seen it before. Very fast acting.
Artis looked at Brana.
Waymar's room. Get the wands.
Brana charged away, running on all fours, even though he still wore his shroud. Sir Damon shook his head.
He's going to die, lad.
The hell he is!
He looked around at all the people standing there, staring.
What are all you people looking at? Huh? Either help or get the hell out.
One of the nobles, the Vora squire from earlier, blinked.
I beg your pardon?
From the back of the crowd, Hul's voice penetrated the furor.
You heard him. All of you people, get out of my house.
She was standing just inside the main entrance, her shroud depicting her as wearing a gown of silver and white that bloomed out from her hips like the petals of some rare flower. She did not look happy. No one, it turned out, was quite willing to meet Lady Hul's eerie copper gaze, her true eye color, though everyone assumed it was a glamour intended to unnerve others. The guests began filing out immediately, with Sir Damon helping in to call their coaches around to pick them up. Artis was only loosely aware of this. Most of his attention was on Tivian, lying there on the table, his skin turning a deeper shade of gray with every passing moment. Brana came back and dumped a half dozen wands on the table.
Got them!
Artis looked at them.
Damn it! Which one's the purification wand?
Dunno.
Artis picked up one wand, and then the next. They all looked more or less the same, with only faint variations.
Damn it! Where the hell is Mirian? Which one did you get from Tivian's wine closet?
Brana cocked his head. Artis felt a lace of pure panic trace its way across his back. Gods, Tivian could die. All the times Tivian had saved him, and now here he was, and...
Groth, take it.
Artis covered his eyes and tapped his fingers on random wands.
Handras, Udent, Varna too, Azeliar, please be true.
It was a slender one of some kind of rosewood with a tip like the bud of a tulip. Artis waved it over Tivian, wondering what the trigger word was. Hul loomed over him.
Is he dead yet?
No, he's not going to die. He can't die.
Tivian was now completely still, and all color had drained from his face.
He seems pretty dead.